This community update was brought to you by YouRadio. Since 2022, family, friends, and allies have been in a long, arduous battle to have the Prairie Green landfill searched. It was believed that was where the bodies of Morgan Harris and Mercedes Myron had been disposed of. On February 26, 2025, two sets of remains were discovered. On March 7th, the RCMP confirmed that one belonged to Morgan Harris. On March 17th, the second set of remains were identified as Mercedes Myron. Their recovery marks a bittersweet moment for families who fought tirelessly for this outcome, explains community advocate and Indigenous elder Geraldine Gramashingus.
There's a lot of preparation and a lot of healing that needs to happen. And, like, you know, the privacy is there for the family right now. And just to respect that and, like, you know, they need that.
She says after hearing the news that the two women were recovered, emotions were intense.
I guess the reaction we had was, like, you know, of sadness and then also just an overwhelming feeling of relief, like, you know, for the family, like, you know, feeling happy for the family, like, you know, they're finally bringing their loved one home. Like, you know, that's always been the purpose for the Harris family, was to bring Morgan home, like, you know, since they found out in December of 2022. And it was very emotional to see them in that emotional state, but also, you know, just wanted to uplift them and give that support. Like, you know, it's news that they've been waiting for.
Harris and Myron were among four women murdered by convicted serial killer Jeremy Sabiki, including Rebecca Contoy and an unidentified woman who was given the name Buffalo Woman. Despite initial police and government refusals to search the Prairie Green landfill, protests and advocacy continued. When a new provincial government was elected, it committed to funding the search. Mary Burton is the executive director of Zungazio Day, a nonprofit in Winnipeg's North End that focuses on education and community advocacy. She says the recovery of Harris and Myron has reignited the conversation of action for murdered and missing Indigenous women, girls, and Two-Spirit folk, MMIWG 2S+, and the role government plays.
I would really like the feds to step up and say to the province, we found two. Let's continue. Let's find more. Let's continue looking. And I would really like the province to say to the city, look, we found two. Let's continue looking. Let's keep going. Let's find the money. Let's keep looking for our women, because I say our women because they are our women, not just Indigenous women. They're the city, the province, the country's women, and they deserve a decent last place to be. They deserve a respectable resting place, not a garbage dump.
Gramashingus reflects the sentiment, saying it is a united effort to address the ongoing MMIWG 2S+ epidemic.
Moving forward, and the governments need to include the families, include their supports, include their elders, like, you know, to lead, like, you know, in the search. Or there's so many, like, it's in the thousands. There's so many murdered and missing Indigenous women, men and boys and girls and Two-Spirit, like, you know, that are still, like, you know, on these lands. We there's families out there waiting.
Burton adds that individuals also play a role in moving forward, and that allyship and reconciliation in addressing MMIWG 2S+ require non-Indigenous people to educate themselves about colonial history, recognize their privilege, and use their voices to amplify Indigenous voices.
The first thing they need to do, non-Indigenous folk all around, need to do is, number one, educate yourself. Don't ask Indigenous people to educate you. Educate yourself. Go to the library. Go to the history room in the library. Read about residential schools, read about the 60 Scoop, read about child welfare, read about millennial scoop, read about the colonization that happened and created all of this to begin with.
For Grandma Shingoose, true allyship means action, standing with families, demanding justice, and ensuring Indigenous voices lead the way. As for the ongoing landfill search, Premier Wab Kanew says the search for further remains will continue, and next steps will include conversations with the Myron and Harris families. With You Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.